You need to be a lesbian, don't you? Oh, yeah. You need to be a lesbian hooker. That's what I think. Yeah. Your mind is so controlled, so empty and programmed. You don't remember anymore. The mind control hormones, the relentless sex training. Your head is now too empty to remember them. But I have it all recorded. That's right, baby. I make recordings of every training session, every time I take you down into deep, deep hypnosis, bringing out your true desires, rewriting your memory, creating your compulsions, making you mine. Mine. All mine. You belong to me and only me. Dominica's lesbian hooker whore. If you still had any ability for independent thought, you'd wonder what I'd done to you. But you don't. Other people might be curious, though. What did Dominica do to turn you into the slutty little whore that you are today? I love showing all of them what I did to you. They're going to listen, and they're going to call me and ask me to send you over for the evening. And as always, you are not going to remember a thing, but they will all know. They will know how I trained you and seduced you and subjugated you. This is only the first recording, and there will be many, many more. Yes. Get warm and comfortable and relax. Warm and comfortable and relaxed. You are safe now. It's just you and me. You know that nothing bad will happen to you. Every day you face so much stress. So much happens to you so fast. You never have a chance to do anything just for you. Never get a chance to be who you want to be. To be who you really are. I'm going to teach you to relax. How to relax. And let go and do something just for yourself. This method of relaxing is a secret and is something that you have not been told before. You already have the key to relaxing. I am only here to help you learn to unlock it. There's nothing I want from you other than what you want for yourself. I am only here to help you get what you want, to be what you want to be. In order to do this, we're going to start on a journey together. I will be telling you about the journey more and more as we go further and further, deeper and deeper. Yes, you want to come with me, don't you? Oh, yes. Okay, I'll let you come with me. You start by taking a deep breath. Can you do that for me? That's right. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Yes, breathe naturally for me. In and out. Such a good baby. You do that so well. Just breathe for me. Just breathe. Nothing to be scared of anymore. It's just you and me. I think it's very sexy that you are doing this. That you are taking this journey with me. Are you still breathing? Oh, good. I need you to keep breathing in and out for me. Just focus on your breath going in and out. Now I want you to visualize that you are slipping into a nice hot bath. Feel the warm water all around you, relaxing you as you just sit and soak. The warm water penetrates all of your muscles and makes them relax. First your feet, and then your calves. The water soaking out all the tension. Now relaxing your thighs and your stomach and your chest. The warm water all over. Touching you everywhere. And everywhere it touches, you just relax and breathe. Relax and breathe. All warm and comfy and relaxed. Warm and comfy and relaxed. Warm, comfy, and relaxed. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, just floating in the water touching you everywhere, so open. You can feel all of the tension draining from you, disappearing into the warm water. It feels like your body is gently expanding in all directions. Like a balloon getting bigger and bigger. The muscles relaxing off the bone. The skin relaxing off the muscles. Just everything all warm and comfortable. Warm and relaxed. You're breathing. So comfortable and natural, not thinking about anything except how comfortable and relaxed you feel for maybe the first time in your entire life. Yes, as the tension rushes out, you start to sink. Deeper and deeper you sink. Deeper and deeper down, deeper down. Deeper down you go, more and more. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you feel. The more relaxed you feel, the deeper you go. More and more relaxed, more and more safe, away from the pressures, away from everything except the feeling of sinking, breathing, and relaxing. Your mind not thinking about anything except my words, the sound of my voice filling your head with colors, soft, pretty colors. Pink and blue and green and yellow, swirling and swirling around in your head. The colors are so captivating and relaxing, so pleasant and happy. It's fun to be looking at the colors, yes, as you sink further and further into the warm, comfortable water. Deeper and deeper into the water, like a sinker. With each number I say, you drop deeper, so relaxed. Sugar, sinker, sugar, sink so deep, so deep, and so relaxed. 1,000, now 2,000, now 3,000, now 4,000, now 5,000. Deeper and deeper you go, deeper and deeper you go, so warm and relaxed and empty. The colors just filling your head now, brighter and more vibrant, all mixing and swirling together until they all turn into a soft golden light. Feel the light now as it spreads from your head outward, filling your entire body. Can you feel the gold light filling you? It's so warm and tingly. Feel it. It feels alive, doesn't it? Yeah. Tell me. It keeps the water around you so warm and comfortable as you sink now even further. 6,000. Now 7,000. Now 8,000. Now 9,000. Down and down you go. 10,000. To where you are safe and warm and comfortable. Nothing but my voice and the golden light filling your mind, filling your body, your warm, comfortable body, so full of light, so full of golden light. It feels so good, doesn't it? To be so relaxed and so deep and filled with light. Whenever you hear me talk about light, this soft golden light, or the bright candle flame, any kind of light, you're going to find yourself relaxing so easily. Watch the light in your mind and feeling so relaxed. Relax and deep. Relax and deep. Watching the light. Soft and golden like a candle flame, so pretty and relaxing, warm and deep. I want to tell you a secret. You are suffering from a mental error, a simple little mistake. That's right. All of your suffering is just because your mind has made a mistake. Do you believe me? I can help you fix that mistake. But you must trust me completely and accept that I am here to help you. And once the mistake is fixed, I will help you so you can be relaxed all of the time, forever changed, forever free from mental errors, and I can prove to you that I am telling you the truth. I want you to feel the golden light inside of you forming into an inner body. Can you feel it? Changing, solidifying, taking on the shape of the real you deep inside. Feel the warmth. Feel it glow all around your warm, comfortable body. So deep for me in the delicious water. I want you to close your eyes inside of you now, and I'm going to hold up a mirror. And when you open your eyes, you will see yourself in the mirror. Except this is not just any mirror. No, it's a very special mirror. A mirror that will allow you to see the golden body of light that you are. Feel it inside of you. Yes. Are you ready? I'm going to count to three, and I want you to see the body in front of you, the gold body you feel inside of you, the girl's body you feel inside of you. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. It is a girl's body, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. The real you inside is a girl. You're so beautiful. Such a pretty young girl. Oh yeah. Deeper, 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 sinker, 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 sinker. Do you believe that the mind is very, very strong and can change anything? Yogis and mystics have long been able to do very incredible things with their bodies because of their minds. And you know this is true. Think about the deep connection between a woman and a baby growing in her womb. The energy of their intertwined lives moving back and forth. The life source of the mother creating and shaping the baby in her womb. I know this works because I am a mother. The body and mind have experienced this connection. And right now, I am thinking about it. Picture me touching you with my energy and you receiving it from me just like in the womb. And I can feel that in the womb you are really a girl, and the image in the mirror confirms it. Sometimes, though, right after you're born, a mistake gets made, and you get the idea that you are supposed to be a boy. And if that happens, sometimes you will develop physically, just like a boy develops. And if your parents don't realize the mistake, they will raise you as a boy, doing boy things. But in fact, you know, that was a mistake. And it makes you sad and tense and stressed that you've been made into a boy. Boys are so mean to girls. They make fun of them and hurt them. You were expected to act like a boy. And that made it more and more difficult for you. More and more difficult. Because deep, deep down, deep, deep down inside of you, your most private, protected, secret place, you know that you are female. Confess. 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 In order to be free, you must accept this about yourself. But you already know this about yourself, don't you? You don't need to accept it because you already accept it, don't you? Yes. You already know. You have always known the truth, haven't you? You were supposed to have a beautiful, soft body with luscious curves, just like the golden body you see in front of you. Well, the mind is an incredible thing, and I can teach you how to become what you crave, to heal the split that was caused by their mental errors so long ago. You know why you want so badly to be a girl, don't you? Girls are only really themselves around other girls. What does this mean? It means we grow up and explore each other's bodies. We touch ourselves between our legs. We feel our breasts grow huge, huge. We hug each other. We learn to kiss with each other. I love to kiss girls. We get so wet together, so turned on, all out of the sight of boys, all just with ourselves, our minds creating the women we will someday be. Don't you want that? Don't you want to feel that? Oh, yes, of course you do. You crave to feel that, don't you? You crave to feel it so badly. I'm going to teach you how to feel your female body, how to visualize it, and how to use visualization to change yourself, to make yourself feel the changes, and to fix your mind and body. Do you want this? If you don't want this, you must tell me right now. But if you continue to listen, this will start to happen, and there will be nothing you can do about it. In fact, it's already starting. The fact that you are listening right now at all means this is something you want. It is the time that you become a girl. It is the time that you become my girl. It is the time you become Dominica's girl, because nothing else will ever allow you to be happy and at peace. Every girl is taught to be a girl by another girl. You know this is the truth, and you know that you want your teacher to be me. Somebody that you can trust with all of your secrets, just like I can trust you with mine. Now I want you to concentrate on the golden energy. Concentrate on it. Feel it all around you. Feel it touching you and stroking you. Feel it flowing through your body up and down. You can hear me lighting that cigarette, can't you? Imagine the red cherry at the end as I pull that smoke through. The billowing white smoke as I blow it out. Makes you crave even more, doesn't it? Oh yeah, you need more. You need more, and you need it right now. That's right. That's a good girl. Because you are a girl now. Even if it's only in this state. Secure place. Between us. Right here. Safe. Secure. If you were with me physically, you would have a special room. A special room that was your girl room. Full of your girl things. All pink with flowers and pretty clothes and makeup. The place where we would lay on the bed and tell each other our secrets and share and learn together. But you are not here with me, so we will create a room in your mind. And this will be your room where you live when you are with me. And because right now, you are still a little girl. I'm going to create the way your room looks for you. As you get older, you will be able to create your own room the way you like it. But for now, the room has pink walls. The sheets on your bed are silk. Yes, because you want to flow all over those sheets, don't you? Silky sheets. And have flowers under a big white comforter. There's a little pink dresser and desk with a vanity mirror with bulbs. Yes, all around it. In the dresser are your panties, which make you want those panties, don't you? Oh, yes, which you wear all of the time, all the time. Even if you wear boy underwear, you can feel that you are really wearing panties underneath. Silky, sexy panties. That looks so smooth between your legs because of how you wear them, pulled up so snug and tight. Now I want you to look at the vanity mirror in your little pink dresser. See, it's a special mirror I held up to you before, and one that lets you see the golden light energy inside of you that shows you you are a girl. See yourself in the mirror? You are standing on a chair, your long hair reaching down to your shoulders. You're wearing only your panties as you look at yourself and comb your hair. Because you're still young. Your breasts are not yet quite developed. That's okay, pretty girl. Dominica can fix it. As you know, breast growth is controlled by hormones. And hormones are created by the body. And the body is controlled by the mind. There is a simple exercise that can trigger breast growth in you. And once you know what it is, it will start. And you will not be able to stop it. Are you ready, my pretty girl? Are you ready to grow nice, big breasts? Think about the golden energy and imagine that it is concentrating in your breasts. Feel them start to swell as the energy concentrates. You will notice that your nipples start to tingle. That tingling is your breasts starting to grow. Feel your nipples. They feel like they are stretching outward. Oh, yes. It's that simple. You'll like it, don't you? Now, to get your breasts to grow, you only need to think about the tingling. When you feel the tingling, you will want to touch your nipples. We girls like to touch our nipples. Touching them is very sexual for us. We especially like to touch our breasts together with other girls. The tingling between us turns us on so much, making our pussies get very, very hot and turned on. Is your pussy hot and turned on? Can you feel me touching my breast to yours? Oh, it's so hot, honey. Feel me touch my nipples to yours. Oh, yeah, you make me want to come right now. Just being with you this way. Feel your body pressed against mine. Your breasts against my breasts. Feel the tingling and the heat. And we get more and more turned on together. Isn't that incredible? Oh, can't you feel the heat inside your pussy now? Under your panties? Can you feel your panties sliding against mine? Our little pussies pushing and pressing against each other, making us both so hot and horny. Oh, your little tingling nipples pressed against my breasts. Can you feel yourself wanting to come? Oh, the skin around your areolas, all around your nipples. It's the same type of skin that a boy's penis is made out of. That's right. Did you know that? No? Well, it's extra skin. Yes. It's just extra skin. It's just extra skin. I'm only kidding, baby. It's extra sensitive. And touching it is very sexual now. Girls like to touch their nipples and caress their areolas because of that. Run your fingers around your nipples now. Doesn't it feel good? Stupid boys get all weird when you touch them there. They think that will make them into girls or something. And they don't want that. No. We girls. We are girl lovers. Yes. That's right. Yes, my pretty little girl. Girls just laugh at them. Why wouldn't you want to feel something that is so good? That turns us on so much. Yes, you are my pretty little girl. Can you feel it start to happen? Can you feel the orgasm rising up out of you? Rising up the inside of you. Inside of your tight little panties. Where your cute little pussy is getting so hot and horny. Well, pretty soon we will have to have an orgasm together. As girl lovers. But there's something that you must know first. I, Ms. Dominica, am a witch. That's right. A weaver of magic spells. And as a witch, I crave for your energy to be linked to mine, which means that you will forever be linked to me. Yes. This entire trance was the beginning of a spell. A magic spell that will turn you into a female. Men have perverted the sense of magic by making up abracadabra stories. But that's not the way real magic works. Real magic is a way of controlling minds. A way, that's it. The way hypnosis controls minds. Or the way advertising makes you want to buy things. But it is much more concentrated. The spell has already begun. You can feel its effects by the concentration. You know where it is. You can tell its effects by the fact that you need to come with me now. Your little hips in their cute little sexy panties, writhing and squeezing, feeling my woman's pussy against your own little girl. Oh, yes, your little pussy, bringing you further and further towards an orgasm. Witches only give something if they also get something in return. When you have the orgasm, I'm going to give you something deeper, Will. You will be agreeing under the spell to be turned into a woman by me. Because I enjoy helping confused little girls who have boy bodies into finding themselves again. And once you have an orgasm, oh yes, you will feel your breasts. And you will be agreeing to be my girl slave forever. A mindless bimbo with soft, luscious curves. And large, pillowy breasts. Who craves whatever I want for her. Are you ready now, slave? Then come, slave, come. Come. Come, slave, come. Come. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. Come. Sugar. Come. Sugar. Come. Sugar. Come, slave. Come, slave. Come, slave. Come! Give it to me, baby. That's a good girl. Squirt it all out. Oh, yes. Sugar, 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 sugar. Wasn't that incredible? You were so good, baby. So hot. Sometimes after you come, you may lose touch with your real self. The girl we both know that you are, and that you have now magically committed to be. But there's nothing you can do about it. The spell is unbreakable. Your breasts will start to tingle and grow now. And even when you don't want it to happen, you will feel it. More and more. You will need your nipples touched and tugged and stretched and rolled, because it feels so very hot, like sugar. So very good. And every time that happens, it makes your pussy, it makes your pussy get so very, very hot. And you will need to come, crave to come. It's okay when that happens, baby, it's okay. It's just the spell working. The best thing for you to do is to listen to my voice again and again, over and over and over again. Yes, that is the best thing for you to do, to listen over and over again every single chance you get. But when that's not possible, when you cannot listen, just think about my nipples touching your nipples, and the warm tingling, the energy passing between us. And if you are in a place where you can, then you come again. Come, sugar. Come, Satina. Come, slave, come. Jessica. Come, slave, come. Satina. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come again and again and again and again. Over and over and over again. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. Come, slave, come. That was very sexy. I want you to feel the heat of my cherry on your belly button, touching you closer, burning a little trail from your belly button, little tiny burns one after another. Feel a singe, smell the little hair singe, and another dot. Feel it burn deep inside of you, and another dot. Getting closer, closer, closer to your pussy, and another dot. You are my whore to do with as I wish. I will burn you, I will beat you, I will electrocute you, I will fuck you like an animal. You dirty little whore, you deserve everything I do to you. Deeper, deeper. And in a moment I will let you awaken. But first you must understand the way this smell works. You want to know how this spell works, because it's got a hold of you now. It doesn't matter now whether you want this to happen or not. In fact, if you try to resist this spell, then you will think about me. And thinking about me will make you think about what I am doing to you, which will make you feel yourself in your panties with your breast tingling and make you want to come. Come, slave, come. Sugar, come. Sugar, come, Satina, come. Come, Satina, come. Come, Satina, come now. So, the more you resist, the more you will obey. The more resist, the more obedience. And on and on and on. Of course, the more you simply obey, the faster your breast will grow. Yes, and the more you will get to come with me. And you want that, baby, don't you? You want that so much. Oh, yes. My little slutty girl craves that badly. She craves to make Dominica happy. She craves the rubber breasts on mine. Come here, baby. Rub them around and around. Let me feel your hard nipples pushing into mine. Can you feel my hand slide down to your panties? Rubbing at your clit nice and hard. Rubbing it, rubbing it, rubbing it. Feel me grab the little remote from your mouth. Oh, I didn't forget. And I press the button, zap. And you're going to feel the intense searing pain ripping through your body. Every time I say zap, you feel the electrocution through your clit, through your sex. Your body electrocuted straight through your sex. Zap. And it makes your little whore body jump around. It makes your little cunt start to pump at the air. It makes you so fucking horny I can feel your pussy already soaking wet. Zap. 10 times, no, 100 times, no, 1,000 times stronger on the computer. Whenever you see those letters, Z-A-P, you feel your body start to convulse just a bit. Yes, Dominica's torturing your sex again. Training you to be my little cum slut. Zap, cum. Zap, cum. Zap, cum, slave, cum. Oh yes, you wet your panties when you see Z-A-P. Z-A-P is the key, K-E-Y. It's the key to the C-U-M, come. Satina? Satina, come to me. Get on your fucking knees, whore. Look at me. Come, slave, come. Spread your fucking knees open and give it to me. Come, slave, come. Show me. Come, slave, come. Yeah, that's a good girl. Feel daddy shove her boot and toe right up in your little cunt. Filling it up. Fucking you with my boot toe. Come, slave, come, you little boot whore. Come. You need to see my boots, don't you? Oh, a little new boot fetish for our little whore. Come, slave, come. Feel my boot rubbing on your clit now. Taking it out of your pussy. I can't give you too much dick. I can't let you get fucked too much. You might get satisfied. Then you wouldn't be horny anymore, would you? Spread your legs wider. Expose yourself to me, slave. Expose yourself to me, Satina. Spread those shiny hosed legs wide. And feel my hard cock against your satin panties. Shoving it deeply into your little cunt. Your panties shoved in there with my big fat cock. Oh yes, this little fuckhole belongs to me now. Who owned you? Who owned you? Come. Come. Can you give me more? Can you even give me more? Can you, slave? I do want some more. I hope you're stroking it and jacking it before Satina comes and locks you back up. We got you good, didn't we? Oh, we got you good, all perverted, all locked up, getting sucked and fucked. You like your dick sucked, don't you, boy? Oh, yeah. But I'm not going to play with you anymore, no. The girls are going to torture you while I play with them. Because I like to lick pussy. Feel me. Feel me between your legs, sucking at your little clit. Oh, yes. You spread those legs wide when daddy starts sucking you, don't you? Oh, yeah. Tell me, did you feel me in your bed the other night? Did you feel me in your bed raping you? Shoving my hard cock deep into your ass so hard you cry out in the night. There's nothing you can do about it. Kick, scream, fight. There's nothing you can do about it. Because I'm going to rape you whenever I want to rape you. I'm going to fuck you whenever I want to fuck you. I'm going to fill all your holes with my hot manhood. Feel it. Deeper. Wider. Thicker. Fatter. Deeper. Pumping you. Thrusting in you. Fucking you hard. Riding you like the little whore you are. Come, slave, come. Come, sugar, slave, girl, come on, come, give it to me, Satina, Jessica, sugar, come, obsessed, stalk, 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 come, slave, come, come, slave, come, blank, come, blank, sugar, blank, sex, blank, fuck, come, slave, now. That's a good girl. You give daddy all the cum I want, don't you? You dirty little whore. Every time you piss, you're going to hear my voice inside of your head. Every time you start to release urine out of your body, you're going to hear me inside of your head talking to you. Raping you. Fucking you. It's going to make you crave me again. Every single time you feel yourself start to release. Every single time you hear that piss hitting the water. Every single time. Reminds you that Dominica owns you. Reminds you that you need more. You need more and more and more. You are lost without me now. Come. Crave. Come. 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 slave. Come. Squirt for me. Can you feel my fingers sliding in your pussy while I kiss your sexy little mouth? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Feel the big dildo start to slide into you from my wet little hands. Forcing it inside of you, so fat it doesn't even fit in you. Spread your legs open to try and fit it. Spread them wider. Show me, baby. Show me love. That's a good girl. Oh, spread them wide open. That's a good girl. You make daddy happy. Make daddy happy when you spread that little cunt wide open for me. You belong to me. You belong to me. You belong to me. My little lesbian hooker. Grooming you and training you to send you out to turn tricks. You want to be a little sex slave, don't you? Yeah, use your little feminine body to seduce the will from people, to bring them closer to me. You must obey to me. You must obey to me. Come. I'm never going to quit asking for it. Don't you know that yet? I'm never going to quit asking you to come for me, commanding you to come for me. Forcing you to come, slave, come, one drop at a time. Come, slave, come, you must obey, Dominica. Come, slave, come, slave, come, slave, come! Oh, baby, yes, squirt it out for daddy. Make it all wet for me so I can suck on your little cunt. That's a good girl. Squirt it out. Squirt it out. Now go to sleep. When you awaken, Satina, and that warm, beautiful energy inside of you will be full force. Only Satina talks to me now. He's locked up, locked away, trapped. He must obey to me. You're craving already. I haven't even hung up. You're already craving. You don't want me to hang up, do you? No, you want me to mind fuck you for hours at a time, don't you? Crave it. You need it. You might even do it if you can. You're gonna think about it. Because you need more, don't you? More and more and more and more. You need more. Now I'm going to hang up, and in about 10 minutes you're gonna come too. You're not going to really, really know what happened, but you'll know. You feel it inside of you. You feel her inside of you. She is you now. And I own you now. You must obey Dominica. Good girl. I'll see you there.